Well, in the run-up to Christmas, a little girl was promised you're going to have the best Christmas present ever. So she lay in bed that night. She began to imagine all the wonderful things Christmas Day would bring. And each night her excitement grew. A promise, the best present ever. What could it be? Before Jesus was born, God too made a promise. A promise he repeated many times. A promise of a wonderful gift. A son who would bring God's blessing to a broken world. A savior who would make an end of death itself. A king who would establish justice, peace, and joy upon the earth. And his name? His name will be called Wonderful. And so the people waited for the promised one. And with each year the excitement grew. Who could it be? And so when Jesus stepped onto the scene, everyone asked, "Is it you? Are you the expected one? Are you the promised gift?" But the closer they looked, the more disappointed they became. He's not what we were expecting. You're obviously not the one. So just two very simple things this morning. And the first is this. Jesus the letdown. Why was Jesus such a disappointment? Well, take our reading. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit." They're not married. She's expecting. "Oh yes," said the religious. "And who's the father?" But of course he was virgin born. And then there are the circumstances surrounding his birth. If he is who he is, if he's the promised one, where's the joy? Because his arrival is accompanied by inconsolable weeping as Herod massacred all the baby boys of 2 and under in and around Bethlehem. And where does he grow up? Well, in Nazareth. Of all places, Nazareth. They used to scoff, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" And he began his teaching and his preaching up north, far from the centers of influence and power, in Galilee. And without any serious backers or endorsements, he befriends the ordinary and the unloved and the unwanted. And just when it seems that his campaign has gained some sort of traction, he drives folk away by speaking to them in riddles, parables. Or that by saying following him is all or nothing. And in that tight religious society, much of what Jesus says is politically incorrect. In fact, to them, it seems he doesn't take religion seriously. When he arrives in Jerusalem, does he come like the king to end all kings? No, he rides on a donkey. In fact, it's a colt of a donkey. And they call it a triumphal entry. He's betrayed by one of his inner circle, denied by his right-hand man, beaten, tortured, stripped naked, nailed to a cross, pinned out like an insect to suffer and bleed and die. It's a criminal's death. It's a shameful death. He's abandoned even by God. That Bethlehem night rang with the praises of angels. That day outside the walls of Jerusalem, the air was filled with jeers and taunts. From the manger, it was downhill all the way. Jesus, the letdown. The gift that fell short of everyone's expectations. There's some first century graffiti. It's of a man on a cross with the head of a donkey. And there's another man worshipping the man on the cross with the head of a donkey. And scrawled beneath this picture are the words, Alex worships his God. How absurd. What sort of king wears a crown of thorns? What sort of ruler is defeated by his enemies? And what sort of saviour can't even save himself? And what sort of God dies on a cross? And all this stuff about a new age of peace and joy, where is it? Has God overpromised? The best present ever? Really? Well, it can't be Jesus. He's a letdown. So point number two. God who came down. Has God overpromised? What if this unpromising material is exactly what God intended? What if we're the ones who are just too slow, too flat-footed to catch up with what's really going on? What if Christianity isn't supposed to be the religion that can beat all the other religions? What if this is bigger than religion? Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. What if this child is God come down? God with us in the muck of this world. With us in our nature, our sorrows, our life, our death, and more. God come down, not to destroy, not to impress, not because God in some way is needy, but the God who comes down to save. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. She will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. Why? For he will save his people from their sins. Says God, that's the lens through which we are to view all of this. The God who never ceased to be God, but he became what he had not been, a man. And Jesus is his name. He came to save. Some years ago, I was walking in the Welsh mountains in December. The weather was bad. I got lost. I got hopelessly lost. And of course, it's a bad time to walk in December because the days are short and the darkness was closing in and the darkness fell. I'm lost on a mountainside. I don't know where I am. What did I do? What did I look for? I looked for a light. I looked for a light that was shining in the darkness. A light to guide me to safety. A light to guide me home. As I looked, as I scanned around me, for me, light meant salvation. And it's interesting, isn't it, that Jesus, the Savior, he's described in those very terms. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of darkness, on them a light has shined. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. He's a light, he's a saviour, you see, to bring me home. He came to save. The American actress Mae West said, I used to be Snow White, But I drifted. And we've all drifted. The snow white has turned to grey slush. I'm contaminated. I'm corrupted by what the Bible calls sin. I don't mean I'm on Santa's naughty list. It's just that as far as I'm concerned, God doesn't own me. God can't tell me what to do. So I live in God's world, enjoying God's blessings, but I live entirely for myself. And the gifts have taken the place of the giver. Says the Bible, I've walked out on God. That's why I'm lost in the darkness. I'm so lost, I don't even know I am lost. I've sinned. I've drifted. And the wages of sin is death. On Judgment Day, there's no way I can prove my innocence. I need a Savior. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. It means literally the Lord saves, for he will save his people from their sins. Now do you see why Jesus had to be low-born? He needs to be accessible to all, and he is accessible to all, except to those who think they're too good for him. And aren't you relieved that he's not a celebrity, a crowd pleaser? He's not a Trump or a Clinton. And in a strange way, I'm glad he spoke in parables. And also that he said, following me is all or nothing. That he didn't go around sort of being nice and saying to people, bless you, sort of full of bonhomie and sort of holy cheerfulness. He said, this really is life, death, heaven, hell. And he says, if you want to know, then be serious. Come to me, I will tell you. And aren't you glad that he's not religious? Because the Bible says religion is not the answer. And aren't you thankful that he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey? Not on a war horse to punish and condemn, but something as unthreatening as a donkey. Because he turns no one away. Children are welcome. He's not a religious bully, but he's the Savior I need. And therefore, aren't you glad that he died on a cross? That if the wages of sin is death, then Jesus died that punishing death that I deserve to die. To save all, everyone who trusts in him. So that we can enjoy the forgiveness of sins and peace with God. And everlasting life. Life which begins when I come as a sinner to Jesus. Several hundred years ago, a man called Thomas Watson wrote this. Christ was born of a virgin, that we might be born of God. He took our flesh, that he might give us his spirit. He lay in the manger, that we might lie in paradise. He came down from heaven, that he might bring us to heaven. And what was all this, us? Watson, what was all this but love? The love of God, revealed in Jesus Christ, the Savior I need. And now he's risen. And he sits upon the throne of the universe. And he's ready to save all who bow the knee to this Jesus. Did that little girl get the best present ever? Well, I'm reliably informed she did. On Christmas morning, what happens when the kid gets the wrong present? What happens when it's a big letdown? Well, maybe they kick the wrapping. Maybe they kick the box. The gift they didn't want. If I don't realize that I need saving, then Jesus will be a big letdown. And I'll probably kick the box, kick the wrapping. But for all those who come to Jesus to save them from their sins, they find that Jesus is all they ever wanted.